It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Kato's voice is shot this morning, and he said he had a crazy weekend, crazy week here. We're trying to determine if that's true and he just partied too much, or does he really have a cold or something?
I was fine up until Saturday. I started losing it.
Yeah, okay.
Were you yelling a lot, or were you around sick people?
Both.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we haven't been able to narrow it down yet.
Yeah, I have causes of voice loss here. Causes of voice loss. You can take a little test this morning.
I've been singing, I've been screaming, drinking.
Well, let's see. Here we go. So upper respiratory infections can cause voice loss, but you said you're around some sick people. Colds, bronchitis, laryngitis, that can inflame your vocal cords, so you could lose your voice because of that.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, but that could possibly be the reason.
All right. Mm-hmm. Vocal misuse or overuse? Did you talk a lot? You said you sang a lot?
I was chatty Cathy.
Okay. They say shouting, yelling, excessive talking, improper singing techniques, too, if you're karaoke.
Yep, screaming is the 4th of July. I had to scream, and then, of course, we all sang.
I didn't scream on the 4th of July.
You didn't say happy.
But I didn't scream or like happy 4th of July.
Yeah, it's right the opposite. It's like mid-year, right the opposite of the new year. It's like, you know, instead of the ball dropping, the fireworks go up in the air and you count down 3, 2, 1. Happy 4th of July.
I don't know anyone who does that.
Kato does. All right, smoke, allergens, chemical fumes, anything like that.
Yes.
I know what they were too.
Okay, drinking was mentioned too, like alcoholic beverages and stuff like that.
If you do you have to drink to lose your voice?
Four sleeves of Fireball.
Okay. Okay. Smoking. Obviously, I mentioned that allergies can also hurt your vocal cords as well. And acid reflux. Did you go right to bed after you had
eat much.
Okay.
I was up till.
I didn't go to bed till 2.
We got one that he didn't do.
Yeah, I was up till 2 every night.
Okay, every night. All right, and then finally, I need you to open up real quick to see if you got any polyps or cysts or nodules in there, because that can actually form on your vocal cords or your uvula or whatever, and it can cause a voice loss.
I don't think you're going to see his vocal cords, Hawk.
Okay,
you can see my hangy thing. Yeah, I just had a friend just texted. I never shut up.
Okay. Okay. I can't see his tonsils, though. Maybe he has some kind of polyp or something.
Do you have tonsils?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, see, mine are gone.
Let me see.
Where are your tonsils?
Huh?
Where are your tonsils in
the back of
your
throat?
Past the dangly thing?
Yes.
On each side. And then take a left.
There's one on each side.
You got a GPS for the human body right now.
We're the dumbest morning show on earth.
Yeah. So, you know what? Knowing that your voice is the way it is, here's the ways to protect it. Stay hydrated, drink a lot of water, stuff.
Didn't drink a lot of water.
Okay, but your cords need to be lubricated. Also, avoid shouting and yelling and talking. Rest your voice, they say, is a way to get your voice
this
back.
This is not helping him.
Well, it did, because yesterday I only talked to my mom and my sister, and I didn't talk to – I was trying to rest my voice yesterday.
Okay.
It didn't work much.
You know what? Tell my inner ears for me to be quiet, because I've got a hearing problem, and I talk way too loud all the time. Sometimes I'll hear myself, and I'm like, dial it down. Y'all don't do that?
No.
We can't hear anymore.
We've been hanging out with you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's beach season, and you're getting out there in your bathing suit, and you're wondering how people are judging you. Well, just in time for beach season, the researchers have gotten a study together that makes us guys feel better about our dad bods.
Good.
You know, when I was on the beach, I didn't think about what people thought of me. I didn't care.
It's because you were drunk.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you said you drank 2 sleeves of Fireballs.
Not when I first got there.
But time out, though. I mean, honestly, you're not, in that bad a shape. Some guys out there might be self-conscious because they have a, bigger gut or something.
Go have fun.
And it's easy to say when you look good.
Yeah.
But when you're fat and you feel bad about yourself, it's like you look at someone else like that. And you're like, yeah, it's easy for you to say.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, that if you're fat and obese, this isn't going to help you. This is the dad bod. If you're just like Kato, this is going to help you out. They've said that the woman's ideal body type is for men to have a dad bod. Yeah. And they did a study on this. They actually had women, and they looked at different guys who had different BMI levels. And they found that the women tended to choose the men who fell in the normal or slightly overweight category. And they did a little research on this, and they found that the guys that are just slightly overweight, mm-hmm. having a body mass index of, say, 25 to 26 or so, mm-hmm. Those guys are actually the ones most likely to survive longer. And that's partly because the guys that are super buff, their bodies are burning energy like mad. So if they have to cut back on food at all, they start to run out of energy fast because they have to keep that engine fed. Whereas the guys with the dad bod, we got a little extra energy stored up.
Oh, really? That's very overthinking it.
That's what this researchers did.
Do you have extra energy stored up?
Oh, I do. I don't have extra energy, but I have it stored up. It's in like one of those places where you go
storage unit,
you drop it off and you go check on it once a year.
You lost the key to the lock.
No idea what the combo is.
And here's something else, though. I think the guys that are all buff, too, a girl would see that and like, you know what? If I am dating that person, I've got to eat right and they're probably exercising and I don't want to do that.
Because you know, you're going to be at a restaurant and the server's going to come up and mm-hmm. say, do y'all want the dessert menu? And when you're in the middle of being like, you know what I do? He's going to be like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
And I can't live with someone like that.
I understand.
That's just negative.
But you look at the dad bod and you're like, he'll let me order dessert. He might even order one too. Well, they said that between 23 and 27 were the most appealing bodies. And that is a little on the chunkier side. Just looking at this chart they've got here. So that would be somewhere in this range here.
Yeah.
I think the normal bod is what I would have guessed would have been the most attractive, but they're saying they can take a couple extra pounds.
No, I thought they were saying recently BMI wasn't accurate.
Well, they are saying that. So, but BMI is not accurate for health is what they're saying. This even supports that more because this is saying, you can be a little bigger than what the BMI says and still be attractive.
You know, looking at the chart, it says normal. I'm like, that's not a normal American in my opinion.
Well, it's normal weight.
And then they go down to the underweight, like the skinny guys out there. And I'm like, you know, I can understand a girl, you know, seeing the skinny guys like, he never eats. We're not going to get anything when we go out. Or honestly, you might think, I'll get more of the appetizer if I go out with this guy.
Or you don't have to cook for him.
Well, what you do have to cook is a lot of work. I only eat egg whites and chicken white meat or something like that.
I don't know, because sometimes those skinny guys, they will eat like crazy. They just don't ever gain. Mm-hmm. And that kind of I could not be in a relationship with someone like that. I mean, I love you for who you are, but that is so rude that you just ate four hamburgers and you didn't gain a pound and I ate a piece of celery and I did.
Well, let me warn you about those guys. It don't last forever because I was that guy. When I was in high school and college, I could eat. I used to wake up at 2 a.m., set my alarm, and eat a Three Musketeers bar and a glass of whole milk, trying to put on weight. Aww. And now I wish I hadn't done that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, with Amazon Prime Day coming up, I think you need to know this information. Apparently, more and more people are getting packages at their front door, not even knowing where it came from.
Really?
Until they check their credit card bill. Oh, I must have been drinking when I ordered that.
Yeah, wine and Prime.
Wow, because I've got a wife and Prime, and so I get packages I don't expect, but never anything I've ordered and didn't remember.
By the way, Hawk, I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I used to watch his infomercials, and I get packages in the mail. I'm like, what are these?
More and more people are buying stuff that we normally wouldn't because they've been drinking just a little bit too much and staying up late at night.
Right.
And 46% of the people say that they have done that. Oh, that's a lot, seems like.
And I know people have had a party and their friends would get on the Amazon Alexa and just start ordering stuff that would come to their house later.
Great idea. Yeah. Okay. So some of the other crazy things, drunk foods, pizza, chips, fries, nachos, and tacos. That's the five go-to foods when you've been drinking a little bit.
That sounded like a restaurant.
Yeah, I know. 69% of us admit that we are more likely to choose unhealthy foods after what? We've been drinking a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. This reminded me of Cato. 40% of people who eat when they've been drinking said they've woken up with the food in their bed before.
Cato woke up with it in the oven.
Yeah, I don't eat in my bed.
Well, I know. I'm getting there, though. Okay. Yeah, so One in five have found food in odd places, like the bathtub.
That sounds like a country song.
Or even in the
closet. I found food in weird places.
College roommate used to get drunk, and she'd eat mac and cheese in the tub.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a true story.
Now, for that.
Would she put water in it?
She'd fill the tub, get in there fully dressed, and eat mac and cheese in the tub. Yeah, one time it was with my outfit on.
That part's not as good as my imagination.
You nasty.
Wow.
Okay, and a third of them said they've left the refrigerator door open all night long.
Oh.
You wake up and the refrigerator's on. And, of course, Cato's story is putting meatloaf or brownies or something in there.
No.
Lasagna.
Twice. Yeah. So lasagna. Lasagna one time, it cooked for 8 hours in the oven all night long. It was a little brick. And then chicken pot pie did the same thing. So I don't cook when I've been drinking anymore.
No.
I just...
When it's 2 o'clock at night and you're hungry and you're like, you come in, you're like, I'm gonna make something.
Well, and I blame a friend because I'm like, hey, I could throw this lasagna in the microwave. He goes, no, it'd be better if you cook in the oven. The next morning we're waking up on the couch, slumped over, and I'm like, smells good in here.
Yeah.
It smelled like lasagna. It just looked like a brick.
Smelled like ashes.
Okay. Well, more and more people, too, they are shopping late at night online or after they've had a couple glasses of wine, and they forget they've ordered that.
Jeez. Yeah.
It's such a fun surprise, though,
when
it shows up at the door and you're like, I don't remember ordering this outfit, but I love it.
It's so bad, though, as a society where we've gotten, like, you get a box from Amazon, you're like, I wonder what that is.
I know, right? Yeah.
I do not know that feeling because I don't order as much as I used to.
But you're not married.
But I will say I did get a package and... Amazon delivery driver, he wrapped it up into a plastic bag because it was raining.
Aww.
And tried his best, because I don't have any shelter on my deck, so he tried his best to shelter it. And
that's
I was
nice.
Home. As soon as he drove off, I grabbed it. But
he's sitting there going through all that struggle, and you're just watching through the window.
I didn't know. I just heard a door slam, and I looked down, and he's already walking up with the bag tied. But yeah, thanks, man. It was something I didn't even need.
Oh, wow. That's almost a slap in his face.
Well, just be careful, too. And sometimes the significant other should just break in and say, hey, wait before you push that button, all right?
Yeah.
You need a designated shopper. Have you been drinking first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, the headline should read something like this. You need to mind your own business, you rubbernecker texts reader.
What?
Okay. This happened on American Airlines. An American Airlines flight from San Juan to Dallas had to turn back to Puerto Rico after a passenger raised concerns about a text message they saw on a fellow passenger's phone. So they're sitting there, they're snooping, they're looking over, seeing what this person's texting. The message simply read, RIP.
Oh.
RIP. Which then concerned the passenger because they misinterpreted the thought it was a security threat at that point. Well, American Airlines confirmed that the threat was found not to be credible. So the flight was allowed to continue after the plane turned around, was inspected and cleared by law enforcement.
Oh,
the passenger who received the text had recently experienced family death, and the message was meant just to be condolences, gesture of condolences. So they turned the thing around. Everybody's inconvenienced, all because someone was snooping around, not minding their own business.
If you're going to be nosy enough for all the details.
Exactly.
That's just like inconvenient nosy.
I'm with you.
It seems like they could have solved that without turning around.
I agree
with that.
Let me see your previous text or something.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, how far did you have to go? I mean, and who do you believe? Like, are you believing this snooper over here?
The snooper was right. They weren't lying. You said, who do you believe? The snooper was telling the truth. The problem is they didn't do like Cato said. They didn't ask any questions. They should have said, hey, it says RIP on your phone. What's going on? The guy's like, oh, well, my mom passed away. You mind if we see the text just so we don't have to take the plane and turn it around?
Now I just go to a flight attendant. And
exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They could have done all this on the plane without going back.
Okay. Did the rubbernecker get the flight attendant say, hey, they put RIP on
Well, you
phone.
Tell us.
It's not in the article.
Oh, well, how are we supposed to know?
Yeah,
you can Google it if you want to know more about it.
And they took longer to turn around making everyone, in theory, more unsafe for longer.
Then had to wait for the police officers to come and inspect the plane.
Versus just like, let me go through that text history.
Yeah,
this doesn't make any sense. But if I were that flight attendant going through the text history, I'd be snooping through the photos. I'd be doing everything.
Well, That's why they don't do it, probably.
American Airlines emphasized that safety and securities are the top priorities and apologized for any inconvenience caused to the passengers. I would think twice about American Airlines because they made this choice not to, you know, make it simple.
What they need to do is make the seats farther apart from each other so that people can't snoop.
Did you not learn this from the teachers in elementary school? Eyes on your own paper. Yeah. Eyes on your own cell phone.
You know, even when I do sit next to someone on a plane, I don't want them talking to me.
Okay.
So yeah. I never look over at them. I'm usually watching a movie myself.
But I'm not going to assume RIP means like that this person's about to take everybody out.
No, I wouldn't have either.
I don't know. It was just a funky story. I just thought it was kind of unusual. Misinterpreted text causes flight to return to Puerto Rico. That was the headline. And that's why I had my own headline. It said, you need to mind your own business.
That's why everyone has those privacy screens now. Because everyone is nosy.
Oh,
on your
phone? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can't see what the phone screen looks like from a side view.
Is it like a miniature voting booth? Like when you go and you vote and you got those little things on the side and you
Nothing
put it on
like
your
that. Side?
Like a work cubicle.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
That would be so cool. You just press a button and it goes whoop whoop and pops out these little sides.
That'd be great.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, they change everything all the time, and you don't know what to believe or trust anymore. When I was growing up, they told us the best thing you could do for a cut or any kind of open wound was to put triple antibiotic ointment on it. Now you go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, that's not good. You should just put Aquaphor or Vaseline on it.
Mm-hmm.
They just changed it all of a sudden. They're like, oh, it turns out that some people are allergic to the ingredients in the triple antibiotic ointment, and it's building up immunity to these antibiotics, and it's better just not to use them at all. But that's all we ever used growing up.
You're talking about like Neosporin?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's triple antibiotic ointment. It's got three antibiotics in it, so they call it. That's the generic brand that we got.
Okay.
We didn't pay for Neosporin. But
that's why it didn't work.
Maybe. But the doctors say don't do that now. And so now there's a new thing they've got that they're suggesting too. It seems like this is the biggest mistake you can make with any kind of open cut or wound. You have any idea what it is?
Pee on it.
That is the biggest mistake. Bigger than what I have in mind.
You know, you do that with jellyfish stings.
I don't know, but lemon juice would be a big mistake.
Ooh. That would also be a big
so
one.
So is hand sanitizer, because I had little cuts, so I don't know
oh,
where
yeah.
I got.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It turns out the biggest mistake you can make is letting the cut dry out.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
You should actually use the Aquaphor or Vaseline and a Band-Aid and keep it covered but moist.
Okay, because you think about your body. That's your body's own way of fixing it is letting it dry out.
Not really. That's just like the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
That's the air drying your cut
well,
out.
Well, everything is designed.
Actually, your body builds a scab to cover it and keep it moist.
But it won't build the scab if it is
moist.
I hate that word.
Well, it's like a Duncan Hines cake, all of it.
Well, it's okay. They'll change this in a few years.
Uh-huh.
But right now, they're saying protecting the wound with a dressing and using an ointment like the, I call it Aquaphor, but it's basically Vaseline.
You got Aveeno, Aquaphor, all that stuff, yeah.
But they say that that's also reduces the scarring involved.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
This is everything. I mean, mm-hmm. Having a baby now, every time I talk to my mom, she's like, well, we didn't do that. We did it this way. I'm like, I know. Everything changes.
Your
like,
mom covered the baby in ointment?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's why my skin is so glossy now.
Or, you got stretch marks, put some Aquaphor on it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Does that work?
No, no, you just made that up.
Oh, man.
You were talking about, you know, some things that happen.
I was about to go borrow my child's Aquaphor real quick.
But I thought that was interesting that it also reduces the scarring. So they said only 14% of people knew that the wound should be kept moist, Cato. Sorry. To heal faster, and only 1 out of 5 people typically would do that. In fact, they would typically do the air letting it dry, which is not what you want. That's going to give you the most scarring and the slowest healing.
I know it's true, too, because dermatologists, I know you get your couple's mole checks every year, Tom. You probably know this, but dermatologists will sit there and freeze, like, certain parts of your skin where there's, like, you know, just the bad area. And they'll always give you Aquaphor. Like, here, take that, put it on there every time. And it's less scarring. Yeah.
I just love that his moles found each other. The couple's moles. Well, that is so
that's
sweet.
That's not how it works.
It's he and his wife. They go get a mole check together, like a couple's massage every year.
I thought his moles found each other and they found love.
Do you get chocolate-covered strawberries and stuff?
I got brown moles.
You know how you get a massage sometimes? They'll do champagne and stuff.
Oh, do they really?
Well, they have. I've had that with
They don't really do a massage. It's just Hawk made up the couple's mole check.
He goes in there with his wife, though, in the same room. They undress. And is it like a tick check you do with the family?
He's not amused.
I didn't mean
he's
to offend.
I'm not offending me. I just don't know what to tell you. I mean, we go in. It saves time. Yeah. You go in. You sit down. And one person gets their check. The other person gets their check. And we pay and leave.
They dim the lights. Turn on some soft music.
They don't dim the lights. They wouldn't be able to see the moles.
Do you want a deep tissue mole check?
Do you get the family four-pack deal?
Yeah.
No, the kids aren't old enough to need that yet.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.